All right, we're up to Siman Pei Zayin, finishing up Hilchos Kriya Shema, and we'll do brachos and so on things. So, graf shel rei, ha'avit shel mei reglaim shel cheres o shel eitz. You have a graf shel rei, which let's see, a diaper pail, something like that. Avit shel they have the same din as tzoa. Filu hitu b'hem mayim. Even if there's water in it, then it doesn't make a difference. So the smell is absorbed. It's a disgusting thing. Im hein shel mateches o shel zchuchis o shel cheres b'tzupe. But if it's let's say it's porcelain, right? So it doesn't get absorbed inside. Plastic, I don't know about. I mean, I do know if a person has a diaper pail, that it's very hard to actually get the smell out. Then, if that's the case, then if it's like coated, if it's like smooth and coated, then if they're washed out well, then it's okay. But otherwise, you have to mark it from him to make a bracha or to make a bracha, Kriya Shema, anything like that. To learning also. Graf the avit shel cheres or shel eitz shekafu al piv. Let's say he flipped it over. Yesh matirin. Then yesh matirin because you can't really smell it. Yesh oisrim because it's still the whole thing. The quite is itself is a chetza of tzoa. It's like it's absorbed inside, so it's a chetza of tzoa. But alcha kedivrei oisrim, that person should be machmir. However, let's say there's a dirty diver and you're in the other part of the house, you're allowed to go ahead, the other part of the room, you're allowed to go ahead and say Kriya Shema, make a bracha, omi emeraglayim, or grafa of it, kivan shehirchik behem, kishir shenizbar, every seminarian test, you're allowed to dal alas away, you're fine. Even if you say, it's one house, maybe the smell, you can say, obviously, if it smells, then not. Obviously, you can't make. But one house is not mitzvah for everything like Dalamas. V'chenim kofa aleim kli, afo pi shehim imo babayis, harei elu kekvurim emutu likros kenegdo. So if you cover it over with something, then it's close the door if it's in a room. Then it's kilu, it's kvurim, it's buried, and you don't have to. And then you could just, if you cover it with a kli, you could just stand next to it as long as it doesn't smell. It's okay to make a bracha or to say Kriya Shema. Okay, then let's get into the Balkari. Balkari mutav Kriya Shema. And the Balkari, which we know there is a Tekanis Ezra to go ahead and to be toivil for Balkari to say Kriya Shema or to learn. So we paskin, like Yehuda ben Bava, if I'm not mistaken, that it is mutter. So it's called Tmeim, Korim Batoira, Korim Kriyishma Mispalim. Any Tome, Chutzim Balkari. Any other Tmeim, Mace, anything like that, it's okay. Chutzim Balkari. Shotiu Ezra, Miklal Tmeim, but also Bema Divator, Bema Kriyishma, Vitfila Achetitzvok, Reshu Tame Chachomim, Mutsuyim Eitan Shosein Kutame Goylim. That he was, this is also the idea of Kalas Roy, should they bring down, but Al Kaponin, what's brought down, the main reason is because it's to go ahead and to make sure people like Talmud Chomim it makes things more complicated to have to cheshbin. Okay, next they have to find a mikveh, have to find this. So they're not going to go ahead and they're mevatel atakana. Imidu hadavar al hadin. So Af Balkari Mutter b'divetar Kriya Shema b'tfila below tfila below rechitza the tisha kabel. And one of the tikkunos of Ezra was if you can't go ahead and you can't actually toil in a mikvah, it's not toli on tuma. It's a special din by Balkari that you're allowed to pour tisha kabin and that would be enough. We discussed the shaila about people who are arguing. Hey, pasha the minik. Meaning it's not shaila. People who are machmir, who are machmir. The question is, what about taking a shower? Is that good enough for tisha kabin? So shevet Levi. Some posts give a machmir that each hole is like a different kli. It's not mitzarif. Kobi it's chachila. It's better to go ahead and take off a shower head if you want to do it. If you take off the shower head, it's better. Any poskim it's anyway, it's only a din derabanan, and anyway, it's whatever, it's not so chamor. So a person takes a shower. How long of a shower is different shiurim about how much tisha kabin is. But if you a person, has to fill maybe a bucket, two, three buckets, whatever. A person's in the shower for a few minutes is probably must speak to go ahead and be yotzi the tisha kabin. The person can't get to a mikvah or doesn't want to go to a mikvah. Of course, soap and using soap and whatever. Ish matir, and on this also is don't ish olden. There's chatzitza by Tfilas Ezra. The Baruch Opani ish matirin, or if person doesn't want, he can stand under the water. Hagavi yesha kosu she'en leisha nida bimei riasa likadens of beis haknesses early spalel or lahaskir shem eliga b'sefer. On the flip side, the Rav brings a minig, minimum or tome, that they shouldn't go ahead and go to shul or daven or any of these things. That's a minig. I think that's a minig. No, we don't tell a woman. Don't know. Sorry. Wait. Check. Well, what time of month it is? Oh, you can't. Sorry, can't go into the shul. It doesn't work. Can't daven. We don't go like that. Well, minig. However, the Ramah has said in his time, in his makom, they were taka machmin, and women would not go to shul while they were in nida or even daven. Women said they wouldn't do anything, which is a chiddush. But we may libo nago hetter, but that's only when they're mamish. They're like for the few day, for a week, whatever. But if they libo nago hetter, I feel the makom shenago lahachmir. Since everyone's going to shul, and they're allowed to go. It's not mamash din. It's a minig because of tuma and things and nida and v'chule. So there they can go to shul and daven. Standing outside. Why are they standing outside? It's a very embarrassing. The Gemara brings an interesting thing. He brings an interesting makor that it brings the Gemara says Kli Lasus Nachas Ruach LaNoshim. That there is a thing by Beis Hamikdash, just an idea of women are also part of Kli Yisrael, and there is a thing of like not you don't have to go out of your way to push them out and to upset them. There's different dinim, and whatever, but can do it. The idea of being calm, like okay, let them calm, like don't have to embarrass them, like nachas ruach v'nashim. There's a discussion down Mishnah Berurah. What about basic kvaros? What about neither going to basic kvaros, and yesh machmirin on a woman going to basic kvaros during nida because it's extra tuma. I bring that from the Arizal. Even by Balkari, person hasn't been toivel. The Arizal was very machped about the not going to the basic kvaros because if there's tuma then there's the other klipas whatever attached to him and drawing the story whatever. The Arizal was very machped that they shouldn't go. Those who are machped also a pregnant woman also shouldn't go to basic kvaros because they shouldn't go to basic kvaros. And the feet depends on the person's minig. It's a different thing. Obviously, if they want to go to a Levaya, could be it's better for them not to go close to the Kvarim, and maybe it's better for them to stand like this, under the tree, whatever. But Al Kopanim, there's an Indian like that. Okay, now start Hilchos Tefila. Zvan Tefila Sashachar Mitzvah Sashias Chelim Hanetachama. The Zvan of Shemana Esrei is Neitzachama is with Neitzachama, meaning it's Neitzachama on. Because it's the Yerucha im Shemesh. Yerucha is with the Shemesh, and they also bring it when Avram Avinu was Masakin Shacharis. It says that was the time of Neitz. That's when the stone was destroyed. Whatever. So it says Taka brings that down. He's followed the Shaala Amud Shachar. However, if a person did daven from Alois, Veir Shnei Mizrach Yotze. When Nimshach Zvana Ad Seif Arba Shalos, the Zvan goes until 4 hours, Shush Shlish Hayoim. That's the Ikur Zvan to go ahead and daven. Let's say he made a mistake in real time or some other oinus. Then the mitzvah of tefillah bezmana, yiruchim shemesh, and then there's a mitzvah of tefillah schar tefillah mi'ayikah. It's quite tefillah he definitely has. However, after chatzos also the spilo tefillah shacharis. After chatzos he can't daven. The Taz and the Bach Chabar al-Achorim actually paskin that person's allowed to daven until mincha gdolah. It's not after chatzos mamish. He can actually they can daven until mincha starts. As long as until mincha, not until chatzos. However, the Magen Avraham and the Gra both say Pashut that it's after Chatzos, a Cholik Meshuvah passes like that, that the Zman is only until Chatzos, not after. It's Kivan Shiyagia Zman Tfila, also the Adam Lahatim, Lepesa Chaver Litin Oshalom. When Zman Tfila, after Nate, he shouldn't go shmooze with his friend. He'll knock on the neighbor, hey, what's going on? Right, Mishum to Shmo Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Shal. You shouldn't give Shalom. I mean, it's not just like, hey, what's going on? Hey, Shalom Aleichem. Shmo Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. So therefore, you shouldn't go ahead, and you shouldn't be Makdim Shalom before you daven, because you're not daven to Hashem. You're giving Shalom. You're giving the Shem Hashem to Shem Hashem to your friend. That's not right. Aval Muter Lo Lomer Lo Tzafer De Maritav. You can go along and say, hey. Boker Tov, good morning. Let's say you have to go ahead, and it's normal for you to go ahead and to say good morning to someone, and it's talking. You see, it's talking important because it says, well, he has to go do. He's not going to be able to do it after Shacharis. So this is actually talking important thing to go say good morning to someone. He still wants to go say hello. If he still wants to go and say good morning, on his way to shul, that you can't do. V'chein also the chvoralo yeshemashkin the piskoi. V'beish I mean the kriya asura feel below. You can't like sort of bow down to him a bit b'chavod before, because you have to bow down to Hashem. And you show him that even stamazo you shouldn't bow down to someone. I don't know about in Japan, that's what people do. I don't know how that applies. In Hiskel Levarich Habrachos Acharkach Lachosh the Levarich Habrachos Achak Ein Lachosh Kolkach. You don't have to. If you said brachos, you started saying brachos, and you don't have to worry. You can say good morning. You don't have to worry about it so much. Im Eino Mashkim Lepischai. If you don't go knock at his door, El Shapago over there, but while you're walking to Shul and you see him, Multi to Shul, then you could say Shul. You shouldn't say, hey, Shalom Aleichem. Because again, it's been giving the shame Hashem. But you could say, Boker Tov, you could say, good morning. And this is interesting, is that the point of it is not like you want, hey, just say good morning. The point is, oh, you see your friend, hey, what's going on? How you want shmooze? And so you say, good morning. So he hops. Okay, I'm not saying anything more. Good morning, and you walk on. You shouldn't walk through the street saying good morning to everyone on the way to shul. Hey, good morning, good morning. If you see your close friend and you think he wants to speak with you, so you sort of cut him off and say, okay, good morning, whatever. But a person shouldn't walk, shouldn't go through saying Shalom Aleichem, definitely not, and then good morning. On the way to shul. Mm-hmm. Also, now of course, talking to someone in a yira, if it's a rav or something like that, even if you're from your mafsik lechor over here, also you'd be able to in a yira, in a kavod, you would be allowed to. Also, lis asik v'tzrachov. What about the person before shacharis has to take care of something? There's also lis asik v'tzrachov. Olei l'chaderech ashi spal tshir shmona esrei. It's also to go ahead and misasik in his things, checking stocks, checking email, looking up, what I do today for work, things like that. Rava said it's still better to daven properly before you start dealing with your asakim. However, if he says brachos. What now? Rav Shulchan brings down. I've heard him bring down that it's not just tzrach. I mean, tzrach of mamish. I guess a business, things like that. Person's getting his kids out the door. But the mitzvah is definitely mutter. The place can bring, can help getting your kids out the door. That's also a mitzvah. Getting into school, helping your wife out a little bit. She needs help with the kids. If putting throwing up a little, you know, put up a little laundry. If you do that, or to. If you're helping your wife, it's a mitzvah. Some, whatever, if you need to help put something up for the kids. I'm saying, Torah's helping your wife. You're not doing it for your own tzrachov. The point is doing it for your own tzrachov, but if you're doing a mitzvah to help someone else out, or you're, you know, or you have to run to the makolot, run to the makolot to get bread for the kids, things like that, that stuff is mutter, because that's not tzrachov. That's divrei mitzvah or tzrachov acherim. It's only your own thing. Like, oh, you want to check your email, you want to check your check the news, you want to check all these things that you shouldn't do. And also traveling, you know, also traveling. And they do because the new bring down. If a person can't, you know, he's gonna end up missing. He has a train at a certain time or a bus he has to get to, and he'll rather, you know, get on the train or get on whatever than daven either on the train or daven after or whatever. If he doesn't get on now, he's not going to make it. So that's also a cheshbon. It's also covered that would be okay. But the chachila, you shouldn't, if you can work it out, you shouldn't. But lo le'achov le'lishtois, it's also to eat or to drink. Aval mayim mutar lishtois kodem tefillah, you could drink water. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos v'yomtiv, even Shabbos and yomtiv. V'chein oichle v'mashkin le'refuah mutar. So they bring down, a person needs a cup of coffee. Or if a person, even the person that needs to, the iser to eat before is because of gaiva. Right? A person, I have to go dive into Hashem. Well, I'm gonna have a big breakfast. That's a problem. Person makes a cup of coffee, they bring down, is definitely okay. Rishabura is machmir, brings down machmirim by sugar, putting sugar in the coffee. Now, Chashulchan says, why not? And the Yudhra Rishabura says, it's just the hatim, it's just to go ahead and to flavor the coffee. Some people can't drink coffee and tea without sugar. So, there's nothing sugar per se, it's just it could be the idea. It used to be that sugar was like a culture of thing. I heard a story once of the Shagasari, very quick, kids are Shagasari, that he was very poor, so he became a rav of the city. So Kachemati, that you know, people came, gave a gift to the rabbits and gave her, tea and sugar to serve. So she had no idea. She never seen sugar before in her life. She had no idea what it was. She tried it. Oh, it's very sweet. So she made the tea, and she put in each person made a plate of sugar as to eat. You know, whatever. It could be, you know, but like I said, the sugar wasn't so common, and it was like, whatever. So I'll put him. It was different nowadays. Putting a couple, coffee without sugar, even putting milk in, even putting milk in, if that's what a person needs to dive in, then he can do that. Even to eat, if a person's for refuah, some pills a person takes, he has to go ahead and eat something. Obviously, that's mutter. It's not, a person's feeling very hungry, I will see that in a second. The Rabbah talks, the Shulchan Aruch says, Dalai, that's something about Raiv, maybe Chalachoyim. Someone that was very thirsty, he needs to have some sort of juice or something. A Raiv, he feels very hungry. We'll be able to dive him without. Who be Chalachoyim? In Yeshbo, Yecholos, Lechavin, Daito, Yispalavim. However, if a person can do it without eating, can have kavana without eating, whatever, he can push himself. If he can't have kavana, but the person can be, anyway, nowadays we don't have kavana, so a person shouldn't eat, shouldn't just be mekel stam, I'm hungry, he should push himself, it's not so hard, in a regular day. But if on the Rambam that you're hungry, you can eat, so you can be samech on it. But chachila, you shouldn't. If hiskel lechol kodem alos shachar, you get up early. Tzarech lahafsik, you have to stop. V'yishav sheinu tzarech lahafsik, that you don't need to stop. You can continue. You have to stop, like, you know, doesn't mean you should continue on for 4 hours, but you don't have to stop right when the alois starts. So say in shvuas, person's starting here. If you ragalach before alois, you don't have to. Look, alright, you have to stop. You can continue. You can finish what you're eating. I feel lilmoid also mishagiyas van tefila. It's also offered to learn. The haynu misha ragali spalav beis amis midrasho ina ragali elucha beis aknesses. That's someone who usually davens in the beis medrash. He doesn't go to a shul. The ikal avecha shtilam mitra begirse yavres man kriya shma betfila. He's going to get stuck and you'll be learning and not, you know, not realize, you know. And there are people like that. The mamash, you know, there are, that they taka don't really realize the time and they learn and look up. It's late. There are people. Well, misha ragil, but if you go ahead and something kavua, then it is mutter. If a person has a dafyomi, it's a person that wants to go to a dafyomi shir or has a chavrusa, things like that. And then you have to go into the shul to daven to with a minion. So that's mutter because you're not being mashik. If a person is davening in his own private based medrash or something like that, yeah, then he doesn't go to shul, doesn't go to a minion. He just, you know, so then he shouldn't learn. If he's giving a shir, a feeling in a regular knesses mutter. If he gives a shir in his base medrash, then it's mutter. It's archi rabbi. Give a shah veres. This was a rabbi in davar gadol. Let's say he has a shir for people going out, you know, in the morning, dafyomi, whatever, in his house, whatever it is. Maybe he'll be mamshich. He'll continue learning. Oh, yeah, the kasha. That, you know, these people are samichan. Okay, I have my hour here. I gotta get my shear in. And if it doesn't do it, they're not gonna do it. So then it's mutter to go ahead and give a shear before shachris. Mutter li stopper the kanis amercha samich l'shachris. Person, for whatever reason, needs to get a haircut or eating a lot to take a shower before shachris. Shul gozvel samich l'mincha shiv davar motzui that you're gonna go ahead and be mamshich. It's also common by shachris to go ahead and start getting haircuts, you know, early in the morning. Yeah, l'chor, it's not. Motor lead stopper, shaving also would be the same thing. Meshasat chak, yoshetorech lahat nochashim derech. Let's say a person has to go ahead and has to travel, has to get up one day. But was there something kavua that we have to see? But yachol ispal mishalom amud shachar, he can daven from amud shachar. But then he should wait to say kriyishma until he gives manim. Efsher likras kriyishma ala derech. If he can say all of there, Haina she skavim pasuk rishon. Achopani he can skavim pasuk rishon. Avavi she'eno samech gul l'tfila. Even it's better he does if he can't because the person can't daven and he's walking. He has to go on a journey. He can't daven. Obviously that if he can daven, we're not talking about that case. Hachi odif tfei she spell b'beis or mi'omi mu'umad and she spell b'zmana and mahalich v'yismach gul l'tfila. Because the point is, like I said, if a person has to go on a journey, whatever it is, then or a person has to drive somewhere, right? So you can't, so he can't daven while he's, you know, if he obviously can pull off on the side and daven, you know, great. But if a person can't do that, so then he can't daven drive while he's driving. So it's better to, you know, to daven before and to some and then afterwards when he gets there, some cool the field. So Shema and it's better to daven before, not be samech gul tefillah, just, you know, to daven. Shaila is a couple of the kudas. By a plane, right? You have a flight. Let's say you're in the airport. You have a flight going out, and it goes out. It's going to go out before Nates. And in Shaila, you daven on the, you know, Shaila to daven in the airport, daven on the plane. L'chaira, you know, I mean, it's better to daven in the airport than to daven on the plane, because the plane's very hard to daven in. Some people have an easy time, fine, you know, whatever, but we'll see in a little bit about, you know, this idea of not davening be a susa, especially nowadays, person that's davening in the plane, you know, they come by with the cart, they come by with this, someone's bumping by, where are you going to stand, there's turbulence, it's hard to concentrate on the plane, so it's better to daven after a lois in the airport, but instead of davening on the plane, sitting down, the person has to sit to say Shemot Esrei. So it would be better to daven beforehand. But if you can concentrate, obviously it's better to daven then. Shaila is someone who has to mashkin mederach kavua. I mean, they have what's called a shiva like called minyan terach, because they say that, you know, Avraham Avinu was masakin shacharis. Then they have the people who daven by aloy. So must have been that terach was called in love from. She would like call it, but anyway, they have these kavua minyanim, you know, they have these alois hashachar. People have to go to work. I don't know. I mean, obviously, there's a certain heterim, it has to gadol, whatever. It's better, more common, and even in America, it's more common because when Nates gets later, people have schedules. It's having 6 o'clock or 6:30, no matter what. So obviously they're tearing because the minig is to do it, but it's v'di'evid, v'inyan. Malkom is to start tani a little bit. I'm a spell lo yamod lo gabi mita lo gabi kise lo gabi safsa. Shouldn't stand on a stool or anything like that. Feel ain't a gavoyim. Gimel, even if they're not going gimel, it's a little step. Shouldn't die. Avagav makom gavoa. Like if there's a little hill or whatever, shouldn't stand a little hill. Elohim kain haya zakein achayla shahaya kavanasu la shmiel etzibur. If he's a zakein achayla, and it's harder for him, he needs to stand on top. Whatever he needs to stand on top. It says because it'd be a susa. Because you're going to be afraid, and that's why I mentioned on a plane, to daven on a plane, to stand up on a plane, you start trying to daven, you're holding onto the seat, holding onto this, you can't focus, because then, they're coming with the carts, even standing in the back, and people pushing by, it's not so simple. It used to be the trains were bigger, it could be there was more space, I don't know, but nowadays it's not so simple. So I don't know, you should tell them whether you should stand up and dive on a plane. That it's a rechiv, and a person has kavana fine, but even without that, the heart is bia susa. And your chayish is to fall and not being knocked over. It could be it's not that bad. We get into thinking about also diving by doors and things. You have to shayla. Shir makom gavor sh'am shlosh tefachim hayak gavor shlosh shavus three tefachim hayishbo arba arma. So let's say it's a makom chashuv. If it's arba, it's a platform. Hayukah aliyah most of these spalabo. That's mutter. If there's mechitzas, she ain't gavol nikar, kiven she chaluk rishos. So therefore, it's not nikar that you're standing higher than everyone else. Na'umnim she oisim melacha lebal bayis. Maybe we'll stop here. We have to sif gimel. Maybe we'll stop here.